7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
そうだから俺言ってやったんだよね。なんだ、
怖い。あっちでムチリ獣人ジグジャと目隠れロボットショタがイチャイチャしてるらしいぞ。
やめろ、罠だ。罠でもいい、罠でもいいんだ。
I don't care if it's a trap. I have to take the chance. Okay, so what are we doing? At the sound of the tone? Can you even hear that?Yeah. The current time is 1930 or 31. I don't know. I don't really have a clock handy. Yeah, sure. It just turned 19. Where's my, Oh, great. Everything's starting to fail already. The show hasn't even started, and we have some failures. Okay. Welcome to Dubious Goals Committee. It's so typical. Oh my god. Yeah. Hey, what's happening? My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. I have a cat who was sitting here but then jumped up and had to go over there for whatever reason. And that's fine because this does, of course, give me the opportunity to pour some tea that I just spilled. Oh, great.So I just managed to pour some tea on the table here. Luckily, I think I hit this napkin and I didn't spill too much of everything I've been getting, man. Yeah, you know, this day is starting off and I don't want to say I don't feel like doing Dubious Goals Committee today, but I don't know if I want to put out the effort. It takes too long. It takes too much work.I don't feel like doing that today. I feel like doing something else, but I don't know what I feel like doing. Basically, I don't know. Sleep? No, I just got up an hour ago. Actually, it's been a little bit more longer than that, but... I woke up to a very cold house. I said to myself, why is it so cold this morning? Why is it so damn cold? Oh yeah, it's winter now.But that's not the reason, because it wasn't this cold last night. I was nice and toasty warm last night. At 2:30 a.m., I'm laying on the ground right here going, wow, I can't believe how warm it is, because usually I'm thinking, huh, the floor is kind of cold. But oddly enough, the floor was really warm. And it might have been because me and the cat were sitting there for a half an hour doing kitty business before I went to sleep. Yeah, 2 a.m., I'm pulling the blanket up to my face. I'm getting ready to lay down and finally go to sleep. And the cat walks in. Let's do some kitty business. Yang, 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 yang. Yeah, so I was up for an extra half an hour. But at least, you know, we made the floor really warm. So that was great. Then I woke up and it was freezing in here. Oh, Da Hung Pao.And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, yeah, but Tobe, every morning when you wake up, you say, oh, why is it so freezing in here? No, it actually was colder than normal because the wind is blowing today. It's a very windy day. And so all the cold air is somehow being forced into my house by wind. So I had to turn on the fireplace. So I've got a fire going. And... In about another half an hour or so, right about when Dubious Goals Committee ends, I will turn that off. And then I will close the flue, and all that heat that's built up in all those fire bricks and everything will waft into the house. And this room gets nice and warm, and it'll stay nice and warm for a while. It'll stay warm until this evening. And then if I get cold this evening, then I just take a bath. That makes me warm, then I come back down here. That's the solution for being warm today. Hooray. It wasn't windy yesterday. I don't know why it's so damn windy. Apparently some kind of weather. And speaking of weirdness, which we weren't. But yeah... we were speaking about 2 a.m. So let's go back to 2 a.m. In fact, let's go back to 1:55, or shortly earlier than that. 1:55 a.m. I'm sitting here. I'm drinking the last of the tea. And I'm thinking, I'm feeling kind of sleepy. Maybe I'll go to bed soon. Get some lovely rest. And as I was sitting there thinking that, I heard a weird sound outside. It was a large truck. A very large diesel-powered truck. Maybe an 8-cylinder job. But it didn't sound like it was turbo. A giant diesel truck pulled up outside of my house and was just idling there. And then set its air brakes there. And I thought, what the hell is going on? Because it sounded like a fire engine or something. I mean, it was just big engine. Okay, big truck, big air. I'm like, what the hell? So eventually I have to get up. I look out the window, and parked directly across the street is a snowplow. And I thought, oh, maybe we're going to have a big giant storm. Well, no, we didn't have a big giant storm. And that truck sat there and idled. It just parked there and it idled for 5 minutes. And then turned off. It didn't drive away. Somebody turned the ignition off. And I said, okay, whatever. And then I went to sleep. The truck is now gone. I did not hear it leave. But I'm wondering if my neighbor is now driving a snowplow for the city or something. Which might be convenient. Because that would be nice to have my street cleared before everybody else's. Because this street is like the street that gets cleared last in the winter when there's a big snow. Which doesn't make any sense because there's a school on this street. But I don't know. Well, maybe that's why they do it last. They wait until the last minute so they make sure they get all the possible snow. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. But it annoys the crap out of me. And maybe it's just I'm accustomed to always having... Well, no, it's not... Okay, this requires some explanation. There was a time, there was a year or more when I lived in a neighborhood. I lived in a neighborhood where all the other snowplow drivers lived. And so our street and our entire neighborhood would be cleared before 6 o'clock in the morning. It was easy to get out of. Yeah, this neighborhood is much different. But anyway, this will be great. If my neighbor is now the snowplow guy, maybe we'll have our streets plowed in an expedient manner. This tea is good. Man, I nailed it. I nailed the Dahong Pao today. Perfect brew. Wow. I'm kind of in shock. And I'm going to say something now that might also put you in a shock. So don't be shocked. Don't be scared, my dear committee members. But I have found a new favorite Guzheng player. Oh, and she's so great. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, you haven't played Luna Lee in forever. Well, yeah, but she played a slightly different instrument. She played the Korean version of the instrument. So we can still say that she's my favorite Gagyeom player. But my new favorite Guzheng player, the Chinese version of the instrument, is Moyun. And we gotta listen to her now. Doing Thunderstruck by AC/DC. Thank you. Okay. Yeah. That was so goddamn amazing. I can't... I'm not prepared to talk about this right now. For a while, maybe. We're just gonna jump into some other stuff and pretend that didn't happen. I can barely function.
でわからないだから教えてほしいんだけど。
お前ら no more 古文。Oh my。クラスメイトたちの目はアスホーなのか。こんな時にイクオなコミュニケーションが possible なのは。Miss Olivia。Miss Olivia。
なんですか？
この前のスピーチコンテスト。
ああ、代わりに出てくれてありがとうです。
Miss Olivia。私にはイングリッシュで会話 No problem よ。
あのトイレ花子一緒に。
Oh my gosh, what's happening? Miss Olivia がイングリッシュを impossible incredible いやよくよく remember したら思い当たるポイントがたくさん。Miss Nomura確か、ミス・オリビアとセイムのクラブ。リサーチしてみるか。すみません。もしかして、ミス・オリビアは英語を話すことが不自由？これが、ジャパニーズ・カーペドン。
talk, Chicklet.
What is your problem, Doug?
Emily, I don't know if you know this, but my brother and I, we live life in the fast lane, and that means no stop signs, no red lights, and there is no pulling over to take pictures. Now, you see this man over here?
What's up?
He's my co-pilot on this magic carpet ride. It's carry-on only, and you're just way too much luggage.
Shut up, Doug.
Move.
Emily! I see you've picked the right son.
Hi, Mr. Batabi.
You know Steve here. He likes you very much.
Dad, come on! Hey, Mr. Batabi!
Hey, Mr. Sanderson!
Mr. Batabi, is Steve asking Emily to marry him again?
You know something? After they're married, if they have enough children, we won't have to hire any more salesmen.
Oh, come out. You kill me.
No, Mr. S, you kill me! Mr. Sanderson!
Stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
Yeah. What is beef? What is beef? Well, I'll tell you what it's not. It's not number, Wang.
3.
9.
16.
12.
8.2.
4.
That's number, Wang. Round 2. So I'm going to play first.
27.
30.
18.
54.
That's number, Wang. Let's go to the maths board, Julie.
I'll have the 4, the 6, and the 3.4.
That's number, Wang. We like those decimals, Julie. Simon?
I'd like the root 14 and the 12.
That's number, Wang. Round 3. Julie to play first.
8 minus 4.
That's number, Wang. Simon?
109 times 17.
That's number, Wang. Julie?
47.
That's the number, Wang bonus. Triple number, Wang to Julie. So, Julie, you're ahead on 77. Simon, you trail on 83. Everything hinges on this final round. Yes, it's time for Wanganum. Let's rotate the board.
I first saw Kendra at a pub called the Ramside Hall in Durham. So sweet and tender, but she didn't even see me at all. No. She looked so nice, she smelled so fine. Oh, how I wished that Kendra was mine. 5'1", and eyes that were blue. A smile that made me melt, oh, what could I do? I had to get Kendra's telephone number really quick. Yes, if I came straight to the point, it will do the trick. Yes, I asked her if she'd like to go out with me. She said that she was flattered, but I just couldn't see why. She said,
Olga, I can't.
Sitting on the settee, he does not want you to see me. So I'll get, I can't.
Take it up.
Nah, whoa.
That's it.
I was really depressed. What could I do? I was blue. I'll ring her up again in a day or two. On Monday, her boyfriend wasn't there, so I felt lucky. How's about now, baby, come out with me? And she said,
Olga, I can't. I don't think I should. I
shot. It's no good, man. Olga! Sorry that I ever ran. She said, don't be daft and, Olga man, I want to see you, don't get me wrong. I'll contact you soon, it won't be long. We're at the moment. I can't.
Gun up. Oop. Oop.
I called Kendra another 50 times on the phone. Yes, she agreed to meet me, but I should have known. Yes, I wound the window down in the Rolls Royce. I said jump in the back and then I heard a voice start to say. Start to say. Start to see. I can't. I'm going to Lorette for my holiday in Spain. And when I get back, I still can't again. So I'll get.
Oh, easily one of my favorite songs of all time. That was Olga, I Cannot by the Toy Dolls. Oh, poor Olga. Will he ever get Kendra? Oh, just, I don't know why. One of the greatest songs in the world. Oh my God. And it just gives me another reason to go to Ramsgate. You know, there's so much cool stuff going down in Ramsgate, England. I need to go to Ramsgate so I can go to all those wacky museums and hang out with all those wacky people. And then I need to go to the Ramsgate Hall just so I can see the place where Olga first met Kendra. 5'1" and eyes that were blue. Oh, poor Olga. My darling, darling, freeze. Okay, speaking of freezing, I'm wondering if I should go turn the oven on. Yeah, I should have done that about half an hour ago. Because I'm thinking about eating some baked potatoes today. I got all the yummy stuff for baked potatoes. I got the potatoes, I got the sour cream, I got the butter, salt, three different kinds of pepper. I got the pepperoni, I got the chives. Yeah, yeah, it's definitely gonna be baked potato today. And I'm gonna eat two potatoes because these are not the potatoes that I had before. These are potatoes I purchased at a different store, so they weren't half a kilogram a piece. Oh, and speaking of potatoes, then I was watching this thing last night. How did that even start? I don't know. I watched this video. It was a cooking video. I wasn't really following it because it was purely and entirely in Chinese, but they made these cool, like, potato gnocchi with sauce, and the potato things look like mushrooms, and oh my god, maybe I'm going to have to make that because it's fake mushrooms, and I'll tell you all about it on another episode of The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I think it's potato time, so later.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.